Howdy folks, this is The Good Speaking. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and TikTok. Enjoy the gold.
Hello, we are back, baby.
Yes, disaster.
Is us.
Your squire.
We hereby declare the crusade is on. The crusade from the boys against all other
absolutely
movie podcasts.
We will take your money.
Deus Vault.
Deus Vault.
Deus Vault. You must contribute to the OnlyFans war effort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like my accent just turned into German.
You're like fucking Russell Crowe. It just flashes back between Scottish and English. Well, we don't have to worry about that. The only shitty accent in this movie is Jamie Foxx, who plays an Arabian Little John. Oof. And just talks like American Jamie Foxx.
Yep.
But welcome back, everyone, to the Good, the Bad, and the Boys podcast. We are your poor hosts. I'm Taryn.
Poor host. I'm Isaac.
And so
we are continuing our Robin Hood adventures.
Robin Hood week.
Our merry band of the boys.
We're out here Robin Hearts.
Robin Hearts. We really are. We're continuing. We did 2010's Russell Crowe's Robin Hood. Wasn't as great as I thought it would be. And then we're just going to descend today into the 2018 Robin Hood starring Taron Egerton, the King's Man himself.
Yep.
Jamie Foxx, as we mentioned, Ben Mendelsohn, Rogue One director Krennic.
Yep. And Ben Mendelsohn just absolutely sick of being typecast as the villain. He's so tired.
And he's you literally can see director Krennic
in this movie. He's just medieval director Krennic.
He's an imperial officer. It really is. Oh.
It's his role.
It's so weird. It seemed like a Star Wars film, just the way the setting was. It looked like another planet. Like, it does not look like medieval
Europe, yeah,
at all. Yeah, it's weird. Anyways.
Anyway, 2018 Robin Hood.
I gotta stop with the Star Wars references.
Directed by Otto Bothurst, who his IMDb picture is like a selfie of him in his office. So that, yeah,
I'm seeing that now.
That's the wow. That's the best they could come up for that, and this is the best movie he could come up with. Surprising flop from him, considering he's won BAFTA awards for his work on other English period
a lot of BBC
dramas. He worked on Peaky Blinders. You ever see that show? I want to do that one. I want to watch that show. Yeah, that one's very good.
Oh, Peaky Blinders. Huh.
Peaky Blinders about like gangsters.
Oof.
Yeah. So that one looks very good. But he directed this movie Into the Fucking Ground. It was. So somehow,
I'm not sure if it was his fault or not, but
who knows.
Anyways,
it was.
Who knows?
It was made by Lionsgate, so it had a pretty big budget, $100 million, as it were. So maybe like,
ooh,
yeah, like $20 to $50 million less
I
than
really believed in this.
Less than the Russell Crowe one we talked about on Monday, which, oof, yeah, I don't know. I feel like all of the money went into like the shitty production design, but we'll get into that.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Jesus.
Oof.
Somehow produced by Leonardo DiCaprio. He's like, God, you know what, yeah, I want? Is like, I want a steampunk Robin Hood.
Yeah. It's under his, I don't know, his film umbrella, I guess. I get what it's called.
I guess. Like, after the critical reception, you probably want to put it under the fucking pillowcase and just shoot
under the radar for sure. Just, yeah.
Just take it out back and make it stare at the flowers. So, Robin Hood 2018, a brief synopsis. Since it's Robin Hood, a lot of people know the story. The only thing that really changes is the movie starts. This is an origin story for Robin Hood as well. So we talked about on Monday, apparently the only Robin Hood story you can tell is an origin story, like he's a fucking superhero or something. He's a nobleman in this one. Talked about on Monday, Robin Hood is, yes, he wasn't always a noble figure. He's like some regular fucking pleb. Who decides, wow, being a pleb sucks. But in this one, he's a rich person who then goes into pleb status and is like, wow, being a pleb sucks. Only then can you take action, apparently.
Right. I guess so.
He's sent off to fight in the Crusades for 4 years declared dead after 2 years. So even when he comes back 4 years later, everyone just thought he was dead. All his stuff's gone. The sheriff sees all his estates. He's like, well, guess I'm a terrorist now. And his girlfriend, Maid Miriam, they were dating before he left. And then he came back and, you know, she thought he was dead. So she moved on. So now he's got that incel energy he's motivated by. It's a mixture of horny.
Classic army man story. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
It's like the fucking Tobey Maguire movie where he comes back from like Iraq.
Oof.
Toby. So, yeah. So Robin Hood, he comes back from war. He brings back Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is Robin met.
He just got done with Amazing Spider-Man. Right?
Oh man, he's really on it.
That was 2000. Oh yeah, that was like 2014.
Yeah, Amazing Spider-Man. He's on the up and up again. He was in Soul, so that's a start.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But Jamie Foxx is total ass in this movie. He's like, he's one of the Arabians that Robin and, you know, his men were fighting during the Crusades. He went out there, they met, but they saw some humanity in Robin as opposed to the other Englishman. And so he like just stalked him back to England and is like, I'm going to make you. I choose you. It's like, what? Yeah. It's like he's like fucking Shazam or something. He gets chosen by the wizard.
Yeah.
But then after a brief montage, then we finally get into some Robin Hood action, baby. He goes on some heists.
He
unites the people, the peasants, fights the sheriff, does some simping, yada yada, Robin Hood. What were your thoughts on the film?
Oh, God. I honestly don't know what I just watched. weird. Like you said, it was a steampunk era. It was supposed to be medieval, but it wasn't.
It was not medieval.
I know why they did it. They're trying to make it relevant to us modern millennials. Wearing straight up leather jackets.
Yeah, he's got his leather jacket. He's got the Antifa bandana.
He does, yep. Yeah. I think they did that on purpose. It is definitely a political statement. It's kind of a call to power, I think, in us millennials and us.
You identify as a millennial or a Gen Z?
Oh yeah, I'm not a millennial, but wait, am I?
I don't know.
Shoot.
Are we?
I was born in 1997.
97, what does that mean? Are we millennials, are we Gen Zs, or are we just adrift in meaninglessness?
We might be in the ether of like the in between.
Ah,
because we're like we've seen the rise of technology, but we are also kind of like lived in the era of technology So like I don't know, we're kind of just floating. I think
just cringe enough to say things like adulting and what's your Patronus.
Yes,
but also zoomery enough.
Yes,
to enjoy TikTok. It's a weird time.
Exactly.
Born too soon to
the middlemen.
Born too late to explore the earth. Born too soon to explore the stars. It's this weird limbo. I'd say that's where this movie exists, is in a weird limbo between the medieval era and 2012 and Occupy Wall Street. And it shows in the production design.
It really does.
I think we can agree that the worst part of this movie is just the way it looks.
Yeah.
We see Robin Hood.
That was kind of an immediate turnoff. I was like, what?
It's the costumes. The costumes, you go, what the fuck?
Yeah, costumes, ugh.
Robin Hood.
It was like total Hunger Games. Like, it reminded me of...
Oh my god, it is like the Hunger Games.
Like, you know, like the Capitol? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the same aesthetic. Like, same coloring, even, I feel like.
Yeah,
and I feel like it was trying to knock that off, too. It was kind of plagiarizing from that.
If you guys look at the movie poster for Robin Hood, it's got like the gold, the orange, the black, and then just a dash of black and blue.
Oh yeah,
it looks exactly like the fucking.
It looks like the Mockingjay.
It looks like the Mockingjay poster. It's even got like the arrows sticking out and shit. Oh my god.
Yeah. Oh shit! And then it has like a little Game of Thrones aesthetic, like the Iron Throne on the top there. Wow, this is just a hash of everything.
It's yeah.
Holy shit!
So that was the biggest turnoff for people is it's sort of modern retelling. Yeah. Of this story, and it just puts it in a really weird spot. The costumes especially are horrendous. Robin Hood's and I think the sheriff are the worst offenders.
It's straight up Arrow.
Yeah, Robin
it
Hood has like
exactly like Oliver Queen.
It's also well fitted.
Yeah.
Robin Hood's jacket is so
it is
expertly tailored that I'm pretty sure like fucking 13th century seamstress didn't put that shit together in his bum ass estate. Even like the peasants just have so well fitted. Maid Marian's like a middle class citizen in this, and she's just got like the perfectly fitted red dress. Fucking the Sheriff of Nottingham, oh my fucking god, he's got like this silky satin gray coat. And I guess it's a part of the look now.
It's like an overcoat.
Because there's a different sheriff at the end of the movie, but he gets the coat. He wears the same coat. I don't know if they just took it off.
I'm pretty sure coats haven't been invented yet. It's all cloaks and shit.
Like cloaks and stuff. Yeah. I know there's some weird things.
It's like heavy garbs. Like
ponchos people got. And you could just tell with like the texture. I don't know. I think it's the texture for me. This is where the 2010 Robin Hood really nailed it. Everyone looks like a bummy medieval peasant in that movie. It's all just like, you know, haphazardly woven garb. Even Robin Hood, it's very, very worn. You could tell they live out in the fucking woods. This one, everyone is like,
yeah.
I didn't ever think I'd use the term medieval minimalist. I don't know why. He's like, even he just dresses like a fucking like a European millionaire. Of the modern era.
It really does. Like a European TikToker. They really are.
He dresses like
which
the well-fitted
I think that is the intention, though. You know, it's, again, it's sticking it to the man. It's definitely intentional, and man, it's just weird.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess it's supposed to make it look more modern, because once the hooding starts, the Robin and the hoodin, emphasis on the hooding, because I guess when you picture Robin Hood, classically, traditionally, a character, what's the look you have in mind?
The look.
What's your Robin?
I think I got the Shrek look.
Shrek look, where he's like,
I always just think of like the Shrek Robin Hood, where he's got like a little like Peter Pan hat.
Yep, and,
like,
little Peter Pan hat, the archer's
and,
cap,
like, some tunic, green tunic. He's green. Yeah.
Yeah, tunic, tights, and cap are the usual Robin Hood look, and then you know. They didn't have that
medieval look
in the Russell Crowe one, but at least they made him look, you know, consistent to the century, to the time period.
Sure, you can thank Ridley Scott for that.
He had his gross tunic on. In this one, homie's got like the fucking Gucci jacket.
It's Gucci.
He's got like his Crip bandana, and he's got an actual hood.
Yeah.
So they call him Robin Hood. They don't call him Robin Hood. They just call him the Hood because he wears a hood and the loosest bandana I've ever seen.
That's a big aesthetic too. They do like nail a bunch of hoods, you know, across town, like across this bridge, just to, you know, give the symbolism,
he's the hood.
We're here. We're all united. We are anonymous.
Yeah, right. It's like anonymous. It's like fucking V for Vendetta. You got like the masks around everywhere, but it's the hood. It's just got hoods.
Yep.
They're like, did he invent the hood for this?
Oh, maybe. Maybe he is
at the origin story
inventor. Wow.
But you know, I don't know how the hoods haven't been invented yet, because in this 13th century Europe, they're actually in like the 17th century. There's gunpowder fucking everywhere. It's just like a common thing. Everyone has access to gunpowder. People making like fucking Molotovs and shit out of it. The peasants. The town
like
is.
It's not. Yeah. It's definitely not medieval technology. It's like there's certain structures in this film that just wouldn't be possible without the Industrial Revolution and shit. There's like this whole chase scene where it looks like it's literally in like a power plant.
Oh my god, yeah. And I think the textures, that's what it does. Yeah. I saw like concrete somewhere. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, concrete.
What is that? They're like running along. So the setting of this Robin Hood is a little different than traditionally. You know, the Robin Hood and the Merry Men, they live in Sherwood Forest. In this one, Robin Hood lives in his decrepit castle, which had been repossessed by the sheriff some years prior and cleaned out. So he's like a fucking superhero's lair that he lives in, the outskirts of town. And all of Nottingham...
It's Oliver Queen.
He's Oliver Queen. He's Oliver Queen, this movie. And all of Nottingham is like this industrial shanty town. There's always like fire spurting from the forges. It looks like fucking Dark Souls Blight Town. Like all the buildings are just like haphazardly...
It straight up looks like it.
...nailed together... Like wooden structures.
It looks like Lake Town in The Hobbit.
It is. It's Lake Town. It's just like all just a bunch of fucking wood like nailed together. And yet everyone just has like Molotovs and full plate, which back in the day, not a lot of people had full plate. That shit's expensive. But all of the sheriff's fucking goons are, they got like full plate face masks, et cetera, et cetera. It's all.
And they literally have like the crossbows, like literally look like semi-automatic weapons.
Yeah, the cross. They got like the semi-auto crossbows. You know what a pain in the ass a crossbow is to load?
It's a weird environment.
It's a very weird environment. Very jarring. I'd say the best environment is during the crusade scenes. It's all very...
Yeah, because that was actually... That looked accurate.
They all had just kind of their shitty, like, scale mail breastplates, like, just strung on. Yeah. And just, like, some tan...
Clash of the Titans.
Tunics. Yeah, very Clash of the Titans-esque. Very sand-swept city they're in.
Mm-hmm.
Still a little jarring when the one enemy soldier just popped out of the busted tower with, like, fucking ballista minigun. It's, like, shooting people through the walls and shit. I'm not an expert on medieval weaponry, so I suppose it could exist.
Yeah, didn't seem.
Homie just brought it out.
Yeah, but
his shit was like fucking 100 rounds a minute ass ballista gun.
Yeah, and he's even like Robin Hood, he's just like counting down just like he would with like bullets and stuff.
Yeah, he's like, it's like a Deadpool scene where he's like counting the bullets and he waits for him to run out so he can go shoot at him.
Is there a standard, is there, like, a weapon, like, gunsmith standard of, like, how many rounds per minute, like, this arrow
is that regulation
weapon
that he's got?
Is that regulation?
Standard issue. insane fucking ballista gun. What brand is that? How did he know? They got the same thing at, like, Cabela's or something? The shit that guy's bumping? That was the only jarring part of that. Otherwise, I'd say the crusade scenes were some of the most, you know, historically fitting ambiance wise. I don't know why the Arabic warriors wore like all blue and in the desert during war. The English soldiers had a better idea. They all just wore like shitty tan tunics. At least you could blend in then.
They did, yeah. They blended into the environment.
These guys have like
you would think
bright blue ass tunics.
Just great costumes all around.
Yeah, costumes. What the fuck?
good job, costume designer.
Good job, costumes. Was there anything you liked in the film?
Anything I liked? Well, I mean, I'm always a sucker for action.
Mm-hmm.
Loved the choreography. I think all the stunt work was fun and exciting. What you'd expect in a Robin Hood film.
Yeah, it was fun. A high-budget, modern Robin Hood rendition.
Yeah, and like we talked about on Monday, just about like how to approach the Robin Hood story. I like that this is a little bit more modernized and it's trying to stay true to, again, to our generations and whatnot. So I think it's a good attempt. It's just, I don't know. I guess I just didn't expect it but I appreciate the attempts of making it something different. It was definitely different. I mean, it didn't work, but it was definitely different. And I applaud it for trying to be different.
For trying.
You know, like Russell Crowe's within the span of the 2000s age of cinema, we've gotten like, I don't know, just like three Robin Hood films almost, you know.
That is more Robin Hood films.
That's a lot within the span of, like 20 years.
It's not like Spider-Man either, where you like, you got to put out a movie within a certain amount of time or you lose the rights.
Right.
Because these ones were produced by different studios. The 2010 one was produced by Universal.
Yeah, I think the rights are very... very fluid.
Very loose, I think.
And
for a property that old.
I just
old,
don't know why we need to do that.
Yeah, we need to continue making Robin Hoods. It's clear that this one was an attempt at a franchise. They wanted to franchise the fuck out of this one. They got a nice young man.
I guess so.
And a story that could continue to be told. We don't see Prince John at all in this one. It's only Robin versus the sheriff. And the sheriff gets killed at the end. Spoiler alert. But then he's replaced in literally the next scene. So we have a new sheriff of Nottingham, which I'll get into that because that makes no fucking sense who the new sheriff is. And yeah, so we have a new sheriff and a Robin Hood now established, but you know, he's young, he's plucky, and he's not dead. And definitely an attempt to franchise.
I feel like, again, with how movies handle trying to franchise things, I think they need to get through their heads. Like, if it's not the original, it's obvious that they're trying to plagiarize Hunger Games. And they're like, well, of course it would work because, you know, everyone loves Hunger Games. Yeah. So if we also, you know, do the same Hunger Games route, we'll also be successful, right? And it's like,
sense.
No, like people want, I don't know, it's just like us as an audience, like we're not stupid. Like we know what you're trying to do and that just, it defeats the purpose of what you're trying to do. And It's just like, if it's not the original, we don't really care. You know, make us something new. Like, we, you know, I don't know. It's like, I think just movie studios, like, I don't know, need to just be way more creative nowadays. And I mean, there are a lot of platforms that are being a little bit more, you know, diverse. And it just sucks that they just try to keep rehashing same things. Yeah. And
those big blockbuster ones aren't gonna...
I say this as a nerd who loves Star Wars and Marvel and all that. That's, I'm like the antithesis of it.
Yeah, your wallet says otherwise, Isaac. That sings another song.
Not as I do, as I say.
Do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But, yeah, but again, it's just, yeah, again, a poor attempt to what we love. Like, you know, everyone's a fan of the Hunger Games. Like, just let that be what it is and give us something new. But
the ripping off of the Hunger Games, which this movie is egregious for. I suppose good things I enjoyed, mainly revolve around Taron Egerton. I think he was great. I think he, with the right script, would have been a perfect Robin Hood. He certainly gave his all in this movie. He turned the charm up to 100, something he's very good at. And I was watching, I did a lot of behind the scenes research of it, and he got really good at archery for this movie.
Oh, shit.
This guy is getting into, like...
Okay, so he's a little method.
A little method, yeah. He's not quite Christian Bale.
He's a charming actor, but like, yeah. You know, like Kingsman and stuff.
Kingsman. He got pretty fat cool. to play Elton John in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he's good.
You put it on, yeah.
I think, yeah, he's already succeeding, and he's got a bright future.
Yeah, so good.
He's definitely no Christian Bale status, but he's cool.
He definitely fits the role of Robin Hood very well. And there was, as I talked about in the 2010 one, I personally, I don't know, it's not like, you know, historical canon, but, you know, someone trolling on those billies, you know, I see him as kind of like a little quippy. He's kind of a cheeky little shit. And he is in this one. It attempts to contextualize the character a little more. It had him be a veteran of the Crusades. As I was researching the traditional Robin Hood folklore, it was not, he wasn't a crusader originally. He was just like a random fucking servant or like a soldier or something.
Honestly, I think Prince of Thieves initiated that trend, because Prince of Thieves, he was also in the Crusades, and then he brings him more back to, you know, England and whatnot.
Yeah.
I think they're just, Hollywood likes that trend or something, like what Prince of Thieves set up, and they're trying to like continue that or something.
It makes sense. I can see why they go for it. The Crusades are not, you know, it's war. It's not as glamorous as it was made out to be.
Yeah, the
historically
hypocrisy of the church and society and how wrong it is and, you know, how violent it can be
and all that.
So yeah, it adds to it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in a Hunger Games setting like this, you want something like that. You want the setting to kind of be about the wrongs of war and stuff and society. And
yeah. So in this movie, the Sheriff of Nottingham, he's extra villainous, mustache twirlingly so.
Yes.
You have Ben Mendelsohn as the sheriff, so you know he can't not be as evil as possible. This ain't no pussy ass 2010 Robin Hood where he's the moral boundaries are a little grayer. It's pretty clear the Sheriff of Nottingham is a fucked up dude. Everyone is living in like squalor in like fucking shanty town as they just get roughed up daily for their cash to fund this crusade. That isn't really doing anything. Apparently, we learn the sheriff is like sort of collaborating with someone down, you know.
Oh, yeah, for the war effort.
In the desert. To just keep the war going, because that's what makes him the mullah.
It's definitely a, you know, because, yeah, there's a war in the Middle East and they're trying to make it relevant to today, because there's still
war in the Middle East.
We're still
unnecessary war in the Middle East.
Yeah, the whole warmongering effort. Let's, you know, we're going to keep generating that, you know. So I see what they were going for.
This fucking story, I wouldn't be surprised if they were just going there for oil too.
Yeah.
With how fucking modernized this 13th century England is. Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck they're funding.
Yeah.
Fucking Chevron got the Sheriff of Nottingham going out there or something. I don't know. But Sheriff of Nottingham, he's warmongering, he's stealing from the people to make it happen. That's a no-no. It especially became a no-no when he stole from a rich man.
Ooh.
That's bad. Steal from the poor people all you want. Take a rich guy's stuff, guess what? He's putting on the hood.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, know where I was going with that. But Sheriff of Nottingham, mustache twirlingly evil. The moral boundaries are quite clear as to who is good and who is not. Robin Hero is not quite the anti-hero figure we've been talking about in previous weeks this month. He's certainly anti-establishment.
We kind of realize that we're kind of very anti-hero themed right now. And
for this month, for the month of March. But yeah, and you could tell it was a little pandery to the modern plight of 21st century youth. Even there is a scene in this film where the plebs revolt. There is a riot. And in this medieval setting, there's like, I guess the black powder bombs were maybe a thing. They definitely are in this setting. They're like throwing Molotovs and shit. The fucking peasants with their perfectly fitted like t-shirts that they got on. The only thing that makes it medieval is that they add like two extra buttons. And I guess that makes it a tunic. And and they just dirty that shit up a bit. Just make it look a little sweaty. Otherwise, it's like everyone has perfectly fitted Macy's ass t-shirts on. They're jumping at the sheriff's goons. And those guys got like riot shields on.
So yeah, big social commentary. Well, I wonder too with the costume. I wonder if maybe Macy's or like who's funding this movie? Who's providing the costumes? I wonder. Is this a marketing ploy?
Paying, yeah, like, what the fuck is the costume? I'm surprised I didn't see like a Target in this shanty town.
Target garb.
Their Walmart ass clothing. But all this served as a backdrop for some pretty fun action scenes. That was the other thing I kind of liked about it. Edgerton really got into archery for this, and it shows. Arrow sequences are all very cool. How he goes about just fucking butchering people. And this ain't no Ocean's 11 heist movie. There's nothing, you know, stealing from under their nose. He just goes in, he just massacres like 30 fucking guys.
He just goes through the goons like nothing. And
Robin Hood is a killing machine in this movie.
Very explosive, you know, packs a punch. We're stealing carts from underneath the ground, you know, we're like blowing up the infrastructure. And
it's fucking like SpongeBob where they tear apart the Krusty Krab board by board. That's what this Robin Hood
does. It's pretty much that, yeah. And it's fun. It's definitely not as smart as they probably could have gone. Because, I mean, he infiltrates a little bit of the noble society. He becomes one of them while, you know, doing his Oliver Queen side gig. I don't know. I feel like they could have played with smart. He sort of does it in this movie. But, like, I would have loved to see a little bit more of that, like, political thriller intrigue of he's an inside man in the noble society and doing more recon.
Very
Game
of Thronesy.
Yeah.
Mm. And yeah, this Robin Hood is definitely the superhero one. Lil Jon trains him. He's like a fucking like Batman training montage. It has the chains and everything.
He's like the Ra's al Ghul or Daredevil.
Batman versus Superman. Yeah. Yeah. Some shit like that. And he does. He has like the alter ego, the secret identity. He's, you know, generous nobleman by day, giving to the church and getting in good with the sheriff.
Anonymous by night.
He's the hood. Anonymous by night. He's fucking V for Vendetta ass Robin Hood. Cinematically, I thought the action sequences were the most interesting part. Lots of, you know, sweeping pans. They have some fun techniques showing, you know, where you get into Robin Hood's perspective, especially during the riot where he has like his Crusades flashbacks. It goes back and forth through that. The aperture goes in and out. This dude gets lit up. This dude gets shot like fucking 5 times in this movie. I don't know how he's alive.
Oh, he does. I think he's got the most wounds out of any person.
This guy gets fucking riddled with bolts.
He really does.
Since everyone, bolts are like fucking bullets in this movie.
Like, they just it off. Like,
are made in abundance.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, there's kind of like very little humanity with him. If he's getting shot so many times, like it could be a Daredevil thing where like Daredevil is just getting like beat fuck out every night. Humane difficulty of like, you know, you're just a man, like how much can you really do? And just the amount of times he gets
Robin
shot, he doesn't care. He is invincible
in this movie.
I don't know what John was like teaching him,
shot in the heart at some point.
It was the chest
John's
area
on some shit too.
One in the leg. I think there was even in the Crusades he got like shot. He got shot in the heart in the Crusades, and then I think there was like a gut wound.
He shot
well.
In the gut.
So many.
He had armor on, I guess. But when he was the hood, he didn't. He had his fucking, you know, JCPenney's ass jacket on.
He had no,
And he gets shot in the heart. Merriam just pulls it out.
Right.
And is back to business. He's an animal in this movie.
He really is.
And Jamie Foxx, too. Little John gets his hand cut off in the Crusades. And since they couldn't be fucked to, I guess, like CG it out or put like some prosthetics on to show that his hand is missing, they have him just like fucking cauterize like some iron like stub on.
Yeah.
It's not even like a fake hand, like a Jamie Lannister hand. This is just like fucking, just a nub. He has like the iron nub.
It's an iron nub, yep.
Iron nub. And he just like bludgeons people with it. He doesn't give a shit.
I will say, like, this definitely is not Jamie Foxx's worst performance. I honestly didn't totally mind it,
Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't know. Maybe I was so disappointed by Spider-Man 2 that like anything that he does is better.
Can't get worse than that.
Yeah, it can't get worse. But
he's like an Arabic soldier. He has his American accent on.
Yeah, that's true. Like, hello. Yeah. Even Morgan Freeman in the Jamie Foxx Prince of Thieves actually gave an effort to sound. You know. So I don't know.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'd say the performances weren't terrible. Wait a minute. There is one. There's 50 Shades of Grey guy.
Oh, was he Friar Tuck?
Jamie Dornan. He was the Jamie love interest.
Oh,
Marian.
Yeah.
He's the
The
it's
love
not a
triangle,
Robin Hood movie without a love triangle.
A love triangle.
And so I didn't quite get his character. He was sort of like a hero of the people when he was first introduced. He's just there to like kind of cockblock Robin Hood and give him that incel energy. Yeah. And then he gets his face blown up. I'm pretty sure by like the sheriff's goons. So he gets like two-faced. Yeah. He's literally two-faced. And then he gets his face blown up. He sees Robin Hood kiss Marian. He's like, oh, get out of here. Go away. I'm angry now. And then we see him at the end of the movie and he's the new sheriff. And he wants to like hunt and kill the Hood. Like,
it,
what?
That's weird. It doesn't. Yeah. That was
he was
very
like
jarring.
A regular, like he was running like a fucking homeless shelter or something. Like when we saw him, like him and Marian were just like passing out soup.
Right, yeah, and I thought that was the point of like he's also the hero. So it made Marian a little confused too. She's like she doesn't know who to choose because they're both, you know, doing great stuff, you know, but then he just gets thrown away.
The straight edge hero, you know, he doesn't go massacre like 40 fucking goons in a bank with a bow and like steal a bunch of shit and give to the poor. He just runs like a homeless shelter. He donates, he gives back, he's a nice guy. But no, he's cucking my boy Robin Hood. Yeah. That incel energy will not stand. So he's a villain. Anyone who's not Robin Hood that's smooching on Marian, I don't fucking think so.
No.
So he's the villain now. I am very saddened by the fact that this movie probably won't get a sequel because that means we won't get to see this guy, like 50 Shades Robin, if he ever gets captured. Like an interrogation scene, takes him to his playroom.
Ooh. Is that your medieval fantasy right there? Medieval minimalist fantasy?
Medieval minimalism. He's got him in the, you know, he's got him in a room. It's the red room. There's only one piece of furniture. It's just the torture rack.
It's the torture rack. Jesus.
And that's it. Very, very even lighting, as, you know, you would expect in a medieval torture room. It's not like lit by torches or something. It's
definitely not. Yeah, with the lighting too, like it's so
the
pristine.
Fucking aesthetics of this movie.
It's so, I don't know, like even their costumes and everything. It's all colorful. Again, it's the Hunger Games capital. Just everything is so, you know, I don't know. It's just the coloring.
Despite
is
it
so
being
off.
Like a piece of shit shanty town.
Yeah, it should.
The
should
sheriff
be more
is like
gritty.
A drip god. The first time we see Ben Mendelsohn's sheriff, he's got like the fucking. He's got the comb. He's going. He's brushing it. He's got like the fucking full. He's got a room that's only mirrors. His room is like 5 feet wide. His office. His back faces the door, and it's all mirrors. He has like a big ass fucking like vanity in front of him. I don't know. I was like, what's the fucking point? Is this where he dies or something? But no, it's just like his room. It's like the world's shittiest office. It's like windowless office. It's just mirrors where he just drips himself out with his fucking ivory brush in the mirror. I was like, what the
probably.
Fuck? Where are we? I don't know. Everything's just kind of shoved in.
Well, and that's Robin the thing Hood. Too. It's funny that they tried to franchise it because Taron Egerton had a little bit of some filming conflicts because the first Kingsman was so good. I think the sequel to Kingsman, they were trying to film that at the same time that they were filming this movie.
Mm.
So I feel like Taron Egerton's going to go where the money is, you know, and he's going to stick with more of the Kingsman, which...
That's not in Robin Hood. It's estimated that this movie lost the studio around $86 million.
Jesus.
Had a $100 million budget, It made 30 million domestically in the US and another 50-ish million like globally.
Mm-hmm.
So a budget, and that's just, you know, to make the movie, budget of $100 million. That doesn't count like promos and shit, of which there were a lot. I don't know if you remember back in 2018.
Yeah, I remember
there was a lot of promotional material for this movie. Yeah, that movie was plastered everywhere. And
yeah, I always get it confused with like the King Arthur film or the, or like the Great Wall with Matt Damon. Like all those trailers just like the are Great like the Wall. same trailer. I'm trying to like look back on what the trailer actually was with this movie. And I kind of just can't really remember.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, they're all like the same.
Oh my god, the Great Wall! I forgot about that. You could blend them together.
Yeah.
All right. Fucking Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
Anything else on the hood?
I don't know, yeah.
As it were, Robin Hood, emphasis on hood.
I think I've dived into Robin Hood way too much this week. I got like kind of stuffed with Robin Hood. Now I'm just sick of it. And I wasn't a fan of Prince of Thieves. Wasn't really a fan of Russell Crowe's. Definitely not a fan of this. I don't know how anyone can be a fan of it. I just have yet to see a good, like a really decent Robin Hood film that can be watched over and over again. And so far, I don't want to watch any of these movies again. So it's a waste of time. But yeah.
I suppose your proletariat ass just doesn't resonate with the plight of
poor people.
Common man, Isaac.
Yeah. And
plight of poor people.
I have no empathy whatsoever. Give me money.
For the struggle.
The struggle.
The grind.
The grind.
Well, I guess anyone who... Hold on to your GameStop stocks. Steal from the rich. And let us know if there's any good Robin Hood movies.
Rise of
let
the Mockingjay.
Let us know what kinky Robin Hood interrogation sequence you most want to see from the sequel of this movie. Thank you so much for tuning in. We look forward to bringing you some more content from the boys.
Absolutely.
Hit us up on social media.
Join our group.
You could recommend some movies. Just talk about, you know, what we've talked about here. If you have anything you want to add, the boys are always down to talk shop.
You're here.
About all things pop culture. Comment, you know, Instagram, Facebook. We have a new Facebook group. So get in there. Start talking to us about whatever you want. It's Robin Hood week. But if you want
to
just come in and bring up.
Merry band of good and bad.
50 Shades.
50 Shades.
Yeah, the merry band. The merry boys.
The merry boys,
merry
yes.
band of boys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you on Monday.
See you Monday.
Howdy, y'all. This is Terran, a.k.a. The Bad. Thank you for tuning in to our new program. Don't forget to like and subscribe so you don't get dysentery. Now, everybody pretend that I rode off into the sunset. Bye now.